This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. Welcome to today's Agra DePirka National Shir on Monday. Welcome, everyone. Bruchim Habaim. We have amazing material and information today. Very excited to share with you. And firstly, want to let everybody know this Sefer, Berachas HaTzadik, is available in Svarim stores, but is not available right now online because we're out of print. We're in our fourth printing, Baruch Hashem, and more are coming in from Eretz Yisrael. As soon as the airways open, they're at the airport. We're coming in with a new shipment, and wanted to let everyone know, make sure you're well equipped for the upcoming Yom Tov HaPesach, Sefer Magid Rakia on Nisan, Pesach, Haggadah Shel Pesach, as well as the Art Scroll Haggadah. There are a lot of works that are currently in the queue, both in English. There is the Sefer Avas Yisrael. There's a Sefer on Chinuch. There's in Lashon HaKodesh. There are a number of Svarim in the queue. If anybody wants to get involved in publication, please contact us. Today we have an amazing topic, and very soon we'll start talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva, which is very exciting. But today, Parshas Pekudei. How often do we have a chance to speak about Parshas Pekudei? In Parshas Pekudei it says, "Uvitzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mate Yehuda asa is kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe." Bezalel did everything Hashem told Moshe. It almost sounds like Bezalel did what God told Moshe, but not what Moshe told him. What does that mean? Rashi brings from the Gemara Brachos Nun Hayamid Aleph. It says asher tziva Moshe, but not what. It doesn't say what Hashem asher tziva Moshe, what Moshe commanded him, but what Hashem commanded Moshe. Even what Moshe didn't tell Bezalel, Bezalel figured out. Because Moshe told Bezalel, make the furniture and then make the house. Bezalel says, that's not the way we do it. First we make the house, then we make the furniture. So Moshe said, you're right, that's what I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You must have been in the shadow of God, because God told me, first make the house, and then make the furniture. So in other words, Rashi is saying, Moshe told Bezalel, make the furniture. And Bezalel said, no, first we make the house. And Moshe said, you're right, that's what Hashem told me. First make the house. That's what it means. Bezalel did what Hashem told Moshe, not what Moshe told Bezalel. But the question is, why didn't Moshe tell Bezalel what Hashem told him? What's going on over here? Bezalel did what Hashem told Moshe. Well, then Moshe should have told Bezalel what Hashem told Moshe. Why would Moshe not have relayed the information accurately? That's the million-dollar question. And this question is addressed by the Sefer Be'er Moshe, Rav Moshe Yechiel Levi Epstein, Ha'admer Mi Oizerov, in Parshas Pekudei. Why didn't Moshe tell Bezalel what Hashem told Moshe? Moshe is Adoin HaNeviim. Bezalel is only a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. So how is it possible that Moshe made a mistake and Bezalel recognized the truth? And it almost sounds like Moshe changed from what Hashem told him. Here's another Ha'ara. In the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Shevet Levi, Ole Levi Amar to Mechavi Urecha Liishchasidecha Asher Nisisa Ibimasa Tirivehu Alme Merivaha. The Shla Kadosh asks that the order is switched. It says Ule Levi Amar to Mechavi Urecha, but isn't it the Urim V'Tumim? What's going on over here? Why would it say Tu mecha v'yurecha liyashchasidecha? That's another ha'ara. Another interesting ha'ara is the kasha of the Shachal HaTorah in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Shachal Torah wants to know, why do we have two parashas in the Torah about the menorah, one in Tetzaveh and one in Bahalo Yisrael? In Tetzaveh it says, V'yata Tetzaveh, and it repeats it in Emor. Why in Tetzaveh it's V'ata Tetzaveh, and then in Bahalo Yisrael it's Tzaveh Sbnei Yisrael? Why in Tetzaveh it's Be'oyal Moyed Michutz LaParoiches Asher Al Ha'edos, and in Emor it's and in Emor it's Michutz LaParoiches Be'oyal Moyed. In other words, Tetzaveh Be'oyal Moyed Michutz LaParoiches, and in Emor it's Michutz LaParoiches Be'oyal Moyed. Here in Tetzaveh it's Yarei Chosei Arno Banav, and there in Emor it's Yarei Chosei Aron. It doesn't say Banav. Here it says the Doiros, and there are many discrepancies. So fundamentally, he wants to know, why does it repeat it twice? And furthermore, why are all these discrepancies between Tetzaveh and Emor? And the Shachal HaTorah says, the Shachal HaTorah, by the way, was one of the Gurei HaArizal, student of the Ari, and he says the two parashiyos correspond to the two menorahs, one Bayis Rishon, one Bayis Sheni. And with that piece of information, he explains some of the discrepancies. But then he adds, why would the Torah talk about the menorah of the second Beis HaMikdash before the first Beis HaMikdash? So he says, either Ein Mukdam Ma'uchar, or the Torah was written Derech Tashrak. The Torah was given Derech Tashrak. Interesting. What kind of methodology is that? To give it backward? First, the Torah is given by Yesheni and then by Yisrishan. Tashrak. Meaning, he's bothered by a question. The reason why it talks about the menorah twice is because one is connected by Yisrishan and one is connected by Yesheni. The only thing is, first it talks about the by Yesheni. And why? Either Ein Mukdam Ma'uchar or Derech Tashrak. But that seems extremely cryptic. What is the meaning of Derech Tashrak? Our minog is that in the Musaf of Shabbos, we say the following tefillah. Tikanto Shabbos, Rotzisa Karbonoiseha, Tzivisa Perusheha, Im Sidur Nisacheha, Mianageha, Lioilam Kavod Yinchalu, Toyameha. What exactly is this tefillah? The Avudraham says it was added by the Goinim, and he didn't say it. However, the Tur in Simen Reish Pei Vav says the Minog Ashkenaz is to say Tikanta Shabbos. And why? It's based on the Aleph Beis backward, based on the Geula. It says by the Geula, Asharka Lohem Va'akabtsem. Asharka, Shin Reish Kuf. Shin Reish Kuf. The Geula is associated with the Aleph Beis backward, like it says in Zechariah, Asharka Lohem Va'akabtsem. This pasuk is talking about the ingathering of the exiles, and in its context it says the Tashrak, the Aleph Beis backwards, Shin Reish Kuf. And the Shibboleth Halakhet explains that the tefillah of Tikanta Shabbos was associated with the Geula, and the Geula is connected to Shabbos, like it says, Koyamar Hashem Lasori Sima Shar Yishmeru Es Shabbosai. Therefore, it says it backward, Tashrak. Somehow, the Geula is associated with the Aleph Beis backward. But what we want to explore this morning and the national Koilel Agra de Pirka Monday afternoon shir is, why is the Geula associated with the Aleph Beis backward? Comes the Shlach HaKadosh, and the Shlach HaKadosh says, you know, if you notice, Rashi on the words in V'zois HaBracha, Tu mecha v'yurecha li'ish chasidecha, Rashi says, Klapei Shechina hu medaber, it's speaking from the vantage point of the Shechina. And the Shlach HaKadosh explains that when a person wants to understand something, he starts by studying what is most revealed. He plumbs the matter more and more until he gets to the hidden aspects of it. When a person wants to understand, he first studies what is revealed, and he proceeds and moves on to what is hidden. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. The Ribbono Shel Olam starts from the hidden, and his will expands. Therefore, to us, where everything is in darkness, it's Urim V'Tumim, which first the letters light up, and then the letters come together. What's revealed is the letters, and then the hidden part is how they form together. So we, from our vantage point, it's Urim V'Tumim. The letters are revealed. What's more hidden is how they're put together, and then the letters come together. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he begins with what is Nelam. And therefore, what is Nelam is how the words come together, how the letters come together. So from Hashem's vantage point, it's Tumecha V'Urecha. That's the secret of what Rashi means, Klapi Shechina Hu Medaber. From the vantage point of the Shechina, it's Tumecha V'Urecha. Now, what exactly does Tashrak, the Aleph Beit backward, what does it have to do with the Geula? Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that the Balei Hapshat say that Tikanta Shabbos was formulated, I'll shame the Geula. Well, what does Tashrak have to do with the Geula? But the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says there's a great matter over here, because the Geula will be similar to the way the world was created. We know that the letters entered backward to create the world. Like the Zohar says, La'asad Lavai, the letters will again be revealed backward. What I think this means is that at the time of the Geula, it will become revealed the way the world works from Hashem's vantage point, which is the opposite, the converse of the way it appears to us. So the Tashrak formulation is merames to the Geula, because in the time of the Geula, we will recognize the world from the vantage point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some extent. And with this, friends, we come to a amazing, amazing element of Torah that is found in the writings of the Vilna Gaon and elaborated by Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. In the Be'er Yitzchak on Adaras Eliyahu, he says the 32 byways of Chachma, beginning with the Beis of Bereishis, ending with the Lamed of Yisrael, and he says this Torah, our Torah, is Chosam Hamis Hapech, a signet ring which is flipped around, where the pshat is the opposite of the soid, like kechoimer choisam, like the converse of the signet. Now, obviously, all these words are extremely cryptic, but he says that the Torah is the opposite in. Analogous to a signet ring. What he seems to mean is, just like when you seal something with a stamp, the mold of the stamp will always be a mirror image, a converse image of the way you want the stamp to appear on the document. So the mold on the stamp, let's see if I have a stamp here. Let's see. I think I might have one, but I don't know if I could show it to you, because it's my banking. Yeah, check this out. So this is, for the shul, if something comes in, I have to stamp the check, you know? So it's a stamp. Otherwise, what do you need a stamp for these days? I have a stamp. If you read the stamp, it's written HAIKARAH. That's Harakia backward. Then it says DIGGAM. Digam. Digam is Magid. And then it says, No cam is machon. Okay? And with this backward stamp, I stamp, and it then comes out printed, machon magid harakia. Isn't that interesting? Here, I'm going to show you. You see my stamp? Let's see. You know, because we're so close. You see my stamp? You know, it's... So... Anyway, it's backward from the way it's supposed to print out. Now, that is the way Hashem gave us the Torah. The Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver refers us to what the Gra says in Mishpatim, in Aderas Eliyahu, Shemois Chaf Aleph Vav. That it says oy el hamezuzah, which implies that you could drill the hole by the mezuzah, but the mesora, the tarshav hapeh, uproots that. And in most of the examples in the tarshav hapeh uproots it. Meaning, even though the simple meaning of the pasuk seems to say the mezuzah is kosher for boring a hole in the ear, the tarshav hapeh comes and reveals to us that the halach is lahepach. Rav David Cohen, who is the Rav of Gvul Yavetz, formerly, I believe, of Coney Island Avenue, perhaps now he lives in Lakewood, he brings many, many examples in his sefer, Zman Nokat, of the seder of Tar Shabach Sav is the opposite of the Tar Shabach Peh. And I made a chart of all the examples. Look at this beautiful chart. You like this chart? You know, when you talk about the damages of Shein and Ayin, right? But in the Chumash, it first says Ayin and then Shein. You know, we always talk about in Gemara, Oynes u'mefateh. No, in the Chumash, it's Mefateh and then Oynes. Both in Mishpatim and Kiseitse. But in Shas, in Mesach Tashvias, in Mesach Yevamis, it's Oynes u'mefateh. We always talk about Dalet Vehei. In Baba Kama, Dalet Vehei. No, in the Chumash it doesn't say Dalet Vehei. It says Tashlume Chamisha Ve'arba, 5 and 4. Hey Ve'dalet. In Bava Kama we always talk about Shein and Regel. No, Veshilach Ubiar. In the Chumash it talks about Regel and Shein. In Yevamis, Mitzri Ve'adoimi. Don't marry an Egyptian and an Edomite. No, that's not what it says in the Chumash. In the Chumash it says Edomi U'Mitzri. Amoinu Moyav. No, Loyavoi, Mayavi, talks about Moyav and then Amoin. We always talk about Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. No, Torah, Avoida, Gmil Chasadim. Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. Okay, yeah. In Nazir, Lama Nismacha Parshas Nazir L'Soita Kol Haroya Soita B'Kula Yazir Asamin Ayan. First Soita, then Nazir. But if you're learning Dafa Shavua, you know that next Masechta is Nazir followed by Soita. Leket Shikcha Mpeya. Leket Shikcha Mpeya. No, that's what it says in Masechta Peya. But in the Torah it says Peya Leket Shikcha. Kiddushin and Gerushin in the Chumash and Shas Gittin V'Kiddushin. First you bring a chatas, and then you bring an oila. The only thing is that's not how it says it in the Chumash. In the Chumash it says oila v'chatas. In Masechta Sukkah, it's the Masechta begins by talking about the Sukkah. Sukkah she gavay l'mal me'esem alma psula. And then olulav. No, not in the Torah. Ulekachtem lachem b'yom arishon pre-eitz hadar. And then, basukos teishu shivas yamim. Why? Because the Torah is a stamp. The Torah Shebech Sav relative to the Torah Shebech is like a stamp. It's written one way, but it comes out the converse. It's not, it's intentional. It's fundamental. It's inherent. The Torah is given as a Choysam HaMeshapech. Now, by the way, Chodesh Nisan is coming. I really wasn't... planning on mentioning this, but I can't not. If you look in The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara brings a story about a Nachri that came before Shammai and Hillel to be converted. And it said, Hillel, convert me that on condition that you teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. So Hillel says, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The next day he flipped it. Why would he flip it? Well, he's trying to confuse him? By the way, there's an idea. The Aleph Beis Keseder is Tar Shabachsav. The Aleph Beis out of order is the Tar Shabal Peh. Chodesh Nisan is Chodesh Ha'aviv. Aleph Beis Tar Shabachsav. Tishrei is Tar Shabal Peh. Tavshin, Reish. Anyway, when we say that the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Machlog is Tanoim, when did Hashem create the world? In Tishrei or in Nisan? And Arizal says, and Toysu says, it was Allah b'machshava to create the world in Tishrei. Lemaisa, He created it in Nisan. Bereishis, says Arachayim HaKadosh, is there two reishises? One Allah b'machshava, and one is how Hashem actually created it. Now, Hashem wanted to create the world b'midas hadin. It was Allah b'machshava to create it b'midas hadin, because that's Tishrei b'seder hapach. That's midas hadin, which is Torah Shabbal Peh. This approach is assuming that Torah Shabbal Peh is Midas Hadin, which is very interesting and not typically maintained. On the other hand, it was created in Nisan, which is Tar Shabachsav, which is the Midas Harachamim. There's an interesting Rav David Heller in a Sefer, it's quoted in Yeshurun, and explains that the approach of Atbash is taking the Tar Shabachsav and darshaning it lefi the Tar Shabal Peh, which the Aleph Beis is in the opposite order. So interestingly, you know, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, what month will be redeemed? According to Rabbi Elazar, will be redeemed in Tishrei. That's why Rabbi Elazar holds will only be redeemed with tshuva, which is Tar Shabbal Peh. Doesn't talk about tshuva in the Tar Shabachsav. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no, will be redeemed in the month of Nisan, Tar Shabachsav, without tshuva. By the way, interestingly, there are 2 months of the year. In Chodesh Nisan, we mention Tal. The tefillah of Tal we daven in a tefillah's Tal. The piyud is in the order of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. Tal is in the order of Aleph Beis. Afberi. On the other hand, the tefillah of Geshem is the Aleph Beis backward, because it's a month of Tishrei, which is the month of Midas Hadin. In any event, there's a concept of Choysam HaMishapech, that the Torah Shabbal Peh, in a way, is a mirrored image of the Torah Shabachsav. Now, the Maskil of David says that if you look in Parshas Ekev, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Psal lecha shnei luchos avanim," and make an aroin for it. And Moshe didn't do that. Moshe made an aroin, and then he made the luchos. Why? The Maskil of David explains that this is based on the soid of the chosam hamishapich. Moshe Rabbeinu understood from the order that Hashem told him that what was meant was, first you should make a box, and then you should make the luchais. And based on this, the Maskil David explains the kshak levitarya between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu turn around the tzivoy that Hashem told him? In other words, if Hashem told him, first make the house and then make the furniture, why did Moshe flip it to Bezalel and Bezalel knew the right order? And the Maskil David says as follows. The creation of the Mishkan was reminiscent, was a repeat of the creation of the world. By making the Mishkan, the world was firmly established. Now, when Hashem created heaven and earth, first, it was the world was created in the order of Tashrak, because the signet ring needs to be the opposite so that the world could come out in order. With this premise and with these introductory remarks, we can understand the shakla vitaria between Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bezalel. Hashem told Moshe, make the house and then make the kelim. But the way he showed it to him was make the kelim and then the house. This was the secret of the converse signet ring. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came to give the command to Bezalel, he didn't know that Bezalel knew the Soid HaChosam. So he told him first about the Mishkan. So in other words, let's go back to the original words of Chazal. In the conversation between Moshe and Bezalel, Moshe commanded Bezalel, make the kelim, and then the Mishkan. And Bezalel said, no, that's not what Hashem, that's not how we do things. First we make the bayis, first we make the house, and then we make the furniture. And then Moshe said, you're right, that's what Hashem told me. First make the house, and then make the furniture. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu flip it? What was the logic that Moshe Rabbeinu flipped the command that Hashem told him? So the way the Maskil David explains it, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the command to Bezalel, he didn't know Bezalel knew the secret. So what did Moshe say? Hashem told Moshe, make the house and then the signet ring. But when Moshe told him to do it, when he gave over the command, Bezalel in fact knew the tzoyd of the chosam ha-mishapech. So he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding him, you must, in other words, the way the Maskil David explains it is, Moshe Rabbeinu, here, let's read how he explains it inside. Ulekach, kashakadosh baruch hu tziva l'moshe amasa ha-mishkan, v'ratzu loymer lo she'aseu mitzirufei shemois k'may bebriyas ha'olam. Hareu loy mehupuch dahainu kelim tchila, Hashem showed Moshe, first make the kelim, so that he would first make the house. Kedei shebepoil yase ipcha kepoil achosim kedamran. Uloi diazeh hadar beparshas kisisa v'amar loy b'seder hayashar mishkan tchila. So Hashem told Moshe kelim so that Moshe should make the house first. But Moshe didn't know that Bezalel knew to flip it. So Moshe told Bezalel the order that it's supposed to be, which is make the Mishkan and then make the kelim. And he was going to tell Bezalel, listen, Hashem told me the other way so that you should make the Mishkan first. But Bezalel already knew the secret. that the Mishkan is supposed to be like Ma'aseh Shemayim Ba'aretz. So Bezalel tells Moshe, if you're telling me to make the Mishkan first, then I need to do the opposite. But that's not how we do things. First you make the Mishkan and then you make the Kelim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel the way it's supposed to be. Bezalel interpreted that Moshe Rabbeinu means that he should make the Kelim first, to which Bezalel says, no, we shouldn't make the Kelim first. We should make the Mishkan first. Why are you telling me, Moshe, to make the Mishkan first, that I should interpret it as the Kelim first, but that's not how you're supposed to do it? And Moshe says, you're right. I didn't know you knew the Soyde of the Chosam Hamas Hapech. So I told you to do it the way it's supposed to be. You're right. In other words, Moshe did not divert at all. Moshe told him the way Hashem wanted it. But Bezalel flipped it because Bezalel knew the Soyde HaChosam Hamas Hapech. That's how the Maskil Adavit explains the Shakla Vataria between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. By the way, the Be'er Moshe also utilizes this important idea to explain the conversation between Moshe and Bezalel based on the Soyde of the Chosam Hamas Hapech. Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see As Baklaria Hami'ira. He was able to see the way things are in Shamayim. He saw that the Kelim were really greater than the Mishkan. The Bezalel, on the other hand, saw the Mishkan first. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bezalel Kel means you're somewhat in darkness. You're in As Baklaria She'ena Me'ira. In any event, the Be'er Moshe brings a raya to this idea of Chosam Hamas Hapech from Targum Yonasan in Maimon Har Sinai. There it says in Targum Yonasan, Kol Ha'am Royim Es HaKoylois. It says, they saw the words, Heich Hayu Mishapchin B'Shma'ayin D'Cholchad V'Chad. That, and everyone had to turn around the words, because the words appeared backwards. When the Klal Yisrael saw the words in Shamayim, they saw it backward. Says the Be'er Moshe, why would Klal Yisrael see the words in Shamayim backward? And the answer is, he says, based on this approach of the Chaymer HaMes Hapech, that since they had a divine vision, and the way the words appear in Shamayim are Tashrak, therefore, they had to flip around the words to see it clearly. In any event, the Be'er Moshe concludes, here is a remez nifla to the wondrous phenomenon of Chosam Hamas Hapech. Namely, when the Torah counts the things that were needed to be donated for the Mishkan, it says, Tcheles, Argaman, Sheish, Ve'izim. But when they made the Mishkan, it says, so that means it counts sheish before the tcheles. And yet by the donations it says the tcheles before the sheish. So that means he says that Sheish is a remez to the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Sheish Siddurim of the Mishnah, the Zayar says. So in the Chumash, it says Tcheles before the Sheish, as opposed to in Torah Shabbat Peh, it's the Mishnah before the Tcheles. The Tcheles is the Soif. The Soif is Lamala, is Soif Masa B'machshava Tchila. So this is another illustration of the concept of the Chosam Hamas Hapech, that the Torah Shebichsav, in many, many instances, things are recorded in the opposite order that they're interpreted in the Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is a phenomenon that is borne out in the 2 months of the year, Tishrei. Tishrei is the Tashrak, And Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Tarsha B'Chsav, with the Aleph Bays in order. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll... Sure. Sure.
I don't know, maybe it has nothing to do with your learning, but it says in
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.